Hi, I'm Renee Fox. I'm an artist and curator living and working in the city of Inglewood in the county of Los Angeles. And I've been in LA. I'm originally from the East Coast. I've been in Los Angeles since 2000. I finished my BFA at Otis College of Art and Design that I had begun prior at the Corcoran in Washington, D.C. Otis actually really connected me to this area, because of its geographical location, obviously. I knew instructors and friends, really interesting live-work spaces in the city of Inglewood. Actually, it's one of the first things that appealed to me is that it has a variety of storefronts and interesting commercial spaces that are in between and set amongst residential areas. So it has a very small town community feel to it. I didn't know I'd be living in Inglewood until I was looking for a space. It must have been in 2005 with a friend of mine who had a place here. So I realized I'd be, moving here. My husband and I moved in, and that's sort of how Inglewood Open Studios started. We met our neighbors who were right next door. There were other artists just right on the same block. And in these great, again, well taken care of, well maintained, sort of nondescript commercial buildings, which is a good sign there, artists in the spaces. So we started inviting. We had our own open studios. Obviously, we were, ourselves and our neighbors, were both self-starters, and we'd have our own events and invite our collectors and our supporters. We'd invite them back and forth. Our friends actually were artists we very much admired, and so that sort of thing grew as we and our neighbors met other people in the city. Organically, we all just started to get together and decide that, oh yeah, we'll just bring this group of people that we all invite to all of our spaces and, helping all of us out as far as promoting our work and sales. That really, I guess, into the second year, I started taking control as an organizer, because as we met artists and people locally would come to the tours, other people wanted to be involved. So it's in its eighth year this year, and it grew from, just two stops that first year and seven the next to 50 last year. So there were 50 artists on the tour. One interesting part of it is that press from the Inglewood Open Studios provided for a situation where I helped a local property owner to develop two different artist communities, and those are Beacon Arts Building and 1019 West. So there are these larger art communities that are on the tour. This year, I learned of a new one that's the Crenshaw Studios. So it's interesting to me that artists seem to be moving here en masse and really adding to the community. It's also a really interesting area because most of the artists, they're either educators, they're either well-established or emerging, but there's such a high level of quality across the board that it's a source of pride, I think, for all of us. Being an artist here in the city is something that's super important to me because of all the changes that the Inglewood Open Studios has had on the city, really making the local public art a feature. We've had that on the tour a couple years. And then, with LA Times articles and New York Times articles and a lot of positive support too from the city of Inglewood and local businesses, it's really started to help this incredible shift that the city is experiencing. And obviously big money like Hollywood Park and the Forum, all of these things happening, two new metro stops coming into the area are helping to develop it. But the attention that's been given to the community here of artists has really given an interesting flavor to the culture here. And when people go on the tour, they actually get to see, a lot of these small businesses that exist within the city that contribute to that small town feel.